Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium, Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas. Featuring Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack. Build a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st Annual Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at no-till.org by November 30th for early bird discounts. Presented by Green Cover Seed.
Hello, Oklahoma. This is Wava with Hear Again. Wow, do we have great offers for those who struggle with a hearing loss. From now through the end of December, most of our high-tech hearing aids will be sold at half price. That's right, half price. Don't miss out on these great deals, and also, you could be one of the lucky ones who get their hearing aids free. Call us to see where the nearest location would be for you. Call us at 405-748-5920. That's 405-748-5920.
Well, we've seen mixed trades throughout the day in livestock futures. Cattle futures traded mostly lower due to the lack of buyer support that was able to remain throughout the morning based on light volume. Strong gains, though, continued to hold in lean hog futures trade, with front month December lean hog futures setting the tone for renewed buyer activity despite limited trade volume. Light to moderate pressure, though, seen in live cattle futures trade today, as trade volumes did remain light. The initial narrow pressure expanded to moderate 30 to 45 cent losses in all live cattle markets, as the inability to bring new buyers back to the market heading into this weekend has allowed for midweek market positioning. Traders, though, looking for additional market support from cash cattle markets, which is expected to develop through the end of the week, as well as firmness in beef values. In feeder cattle, strong early support quickly eroded as the trading session developed with narrow losses holding across the market. Trade volumes, though, remained light as well, with traders, for the most part, looking to next week as holiday activities have taken hold of the market. And even though markets will remain open Friday, it is likely that trade volume and market activity will remain very subdued. And in grain markets, futures were lower across the board today, joining a spate of pre-Thanksgiving profit-taking in markets that saw good gains in the aftermath of the U.S. elections. Corn prices were lower, taking December futures to a test of its 25-day moving average. That's setting up a potential battle at the $3.50 strike into Friday's expiration of December options. Soybeans posted modest losses, reversing lower after setting a new four-month high in January futures during Asian trade. The nearby remains hemmed in by the retracement of its sell-off from June highs. Wheat prices, though, were lower in all three U.S. markets today, pulling December contracts back to or below moving average resistance after their brief rally. That's a look at all your markets for today. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.